ranking the presidential palaces of countries around the world, excluding the White House, because I'm just too biased towards America. USA. Starting off the list, the Prime Minister's home in the UK, number 10 Downing Street. It's fine. I'm going to give it a D, honestly. It's whatever. Next on the list, the residence of the Prime Minister of Canada. Now, this is decent. I'm going to give it a C because it's Canada, so it gets a C. It's okay, right? This feels Canadian, right? It's not ostentatious. It's big, but it's not like crazy. Versus the Presidential Palace of Cameroon. This right here, absolutely nuts. I mean, they're going for like a much more modern approach versus a lot of these other ones are trying to be more regal and Romanesque or something. So I'm going to give this a B. Next up is Iceland. Iceland, this just feels like Iceland to me, right? It's not crazy grand. It's not something insane. This just feels like Iceland. So it gets a B. Next up is Malta. Malta, I like it. I think that's pretty cool. That gets an A from me. That's really cool looking. Then we got Ukraine. This feels so incredibly Ukrainian. Like, if you went, what do you think the president's house in Ukraine looks like? That's that. I'm going to give it a B as well. We got Taiwan. This is pretty cool looking. It's a lot more grand, and I'm not a big fan of super grand buildings for presidents because I'm an American. I don't like something too crazy, but it's still, it's very cool. So I'm going to give it an A. We got South Korea. I mean, this is the Blue House. This thing looks really sick. It's definitely an A tier. Next up, we got India. This is definitely A as well. Next up, we have Mexico. This is the only one I've been to. I've never been to any other presidential house, not even the White House, but I've been here, not inside, but on the outside. I looked at it. It means it gets an S. I don't necessarily think it's an S, but I've been there, so I get it an S. We got Brazil. Brazil's is pretty dope, not gonna lie. I mean, definitely, once again, not going for like an old school thing. It was Brasilia. Like, they did this whole thing. They're trying to build like the city of the future. I like it. I'm gonna give it a B. Last one, Argentina. I actually really like this because it's not trying to be too overly grand. And if you said, what do you think the presidential home of Argentina is? I would imagine it's something like this. I'm going to give this an A tier because it's Argentina. And I really like it because it's not trying to be too much. Right? I don't want a king. I want top bureaucrat. This feels like that.